What is going on, everybody? Today we're going to be talking about how to create your Amazon Seller Central account so that way you can get your account created and you can get selling as soon as possible. Now, a lot of people seem to have issues when creating their seller account, and that is simply because Amazon is extremely picky about this process. If you mess one little thing up, then they will probably decline your account. So now what we are going to do is I'm going to take you onto my computer with me, and we are going to go through this entire process step by step, me teaching you exactly how to do it. So let's get right into it. All right, so here we are on the actual website to create your seller account. Now, if you need this link or you want to know how to get to this, then I will leave it linked down below for you. As always, so the first thing we're going to do is there are two different types of seller accounts. There is going to be the individual seller account, and then there will be a professional seller account. First thing you need to do is distinguish which one is best for you. So basically, Amazon really wants you to get the professional selling account. That is what this is right here if you click sign up. But if an individual seller account is better for you, then there is a way to find it. And Amazon always likes to hide it somewhere in here because they don't want you to sign up for this account. They mainly want you to sign up for the professional account. So if you want to sell as an individual, you kind of have to look for it. And Amazon is always updating their website. So it may look a little bit differently for you, but just look around and I can guarantee you that you will find it. So as of now, you have to go up here to where it says what it costs, and then you have to go down to compare selling plans. Click on that, and then after you click that, scroll down and you will see the two different types of selling plans. There is the individual account and the professional account. So the individual account basically is for anyone who is going to be selling less than 40 items a month, because it's going to cost 99 cents per item sold, meaning if you sell 40 products a month, it would add up to a little bit under $40 for this individual account and fees. So in that case, you are basically paying the same price and fees for the professional account, which is $39.99. So if you are selling under 40 products, then you should probably get the individual account. If you're going to be selling more than 40 products, then it would be much more beneficial to get the professional account. Now, also, a lot of people like to start with the individual account because it's basically free until you sell an item. So some sellers like to start with the individual plan because they don't start selling right away when they create their business. They usually have a month or two where they're just getting their business set up and having their inventory shipped in. So they want to save that $39.99 a month because they won't be selling any products. Now, actually, if you do get a professional account and you don't start selling for 3 months or 4 months, you can actually email Amazon and ask them to refund that 3, 4, 2, 1 month of time that you weren't selling. And then they will go ahead and refund you that amount only if you have not sold any products. So overall, I would highly recommend that all of you go with the professional account. It's going to be much more beneficial in the long run, and it also comes with a bunch of other extra features. But if you are on a very tight budget, then you can start with that individual seller account. Now, if you scroll down, this is going to be where you sign up for the individual account. Or if you want to sign up with the professional account, then you can click sign up anywhere. There's a sign up button here, and on the homepage I was originally on, you can click sign up on that as well. So let's go ahead and click that and sign up for a professional account. Okay, so now it's going to take you to this page right here, and this is where you can either sign into your Amazon Prime account, which is the account that you are a buyer for. So this is when you're buying normal products like your everyday self. That is where you can sign in. I don't recommend that you do that because we want to separate your personal life and separate your business life. So I would recommend that you create a new Amazon account down here. So go to create your Amazon account, and then it will take you to this page, and this is where you're going to create your new account. So go ahead and start by entering your first and last name right here. After that, you're going to be entering your email, specifically your business email. I highly recommend that you create a separate business email specifically for your Amazon business, because we want to definitely separate your personal life and your business life. Once again, I can't stress that enough. After that, we go ahead and type in your password. Make sure you have a good password, a very strong password. And after that, retype it in, and then we will go on to the next step. Okay, so now we are on to the second step, and this is where we're gonna enter our seller information. So what we're gonna do is start by entering your business address. So if you do have a business address, then that's where you're gonna enter it. If you don't have a business address and you're operating out of your own house, then that is okay. You can put your house address there because that is technically going to be your business address. Now, after that, we come down to creating your unique business display name. And this is going to be basically your seller name. When someone goes to purchase your product on Amazon, it says sold by, and that is where your business display name will be visible to your buyer. So it will say sold by, your business name and fulfilled by Amazon if you are an FBA seller, and that is pretty much what all of you are probably doing is FBA. Now, if you don't have a store name yet in mind, let me give you some extra pro tips right now. I would suggest that you make this name very broad, meaning that you wouldn't want to limit yourself as to what you can sell. So for example, if I wanted to start selling kitchen utensils, I wouldn't want to limit myself by calling my name Professional Cooking Utensils. That way, later on down the line, let's say I want to start selling gardening equipment. If someone tries to purchase my gardening equipment from my store that is called Professional Cooking Utensils, then it would look very weird and they probably wouldn't trust me and it wouldn't look right. So that is why it's very important to keep your name very general and broad. That way it doesn't limit you to what you can sell. But don't worry if you can't think of anything right now, enter in whatever you want. And this is very easily changed later with the click of a button in your seller account settings. So if you really can't think of anything and you just want to get the account created, put in whatever you want as long as it's accepted right now. Now also, if you have a separate legal entity like an LLC, you do not have to create a business display name that is the same as your company name like your LLC name. So for example, if I have an LLC called Riley Turner LLC, then I don't have to name my business display name Riley Turner LLC. I highly recommend that you never actually make it the same name as your legal entity. For example, let's say I want to create a broad name, something like Super Sellers. Company. And let's see if it's taken. So all you have to do is click off and it will tell you it is available. And if it's not available, it will obviously tell you that as well. So make sure it is available and then you can move on to the next step. Remember, you can change that at any point. Now next, it's going to ask if you have another website that you're already selling products on, if you have your own website. And if you do have another website, go ahead and put that website URL, copy and paste it right here. But probably most of you don't have a website already, so go ahead and leave that blank. It is optional and you don't need to put that. Next, you're going to put your phone number and you have to verify it. So make sure you put if you want to get a call or if you want to get a text message, and then put your phone number here. After that, make sure you put your language down here. So if you want the text message in English, then put English and then hit text me now. And then it wants you to enter the PIN that they just sent you and it will pop up right away on your text messages. So check that and then go ahead and enter that PIN right now. And then go ahead and hit verify. So then it will say verification successfully complete and then go ahead and hit next. Now we are on to the billing and deposit information. So this is where you will need to enter your credit card and your bank account information. Remember, you have to have an actual credit card. A debit card will not work. So if you go ahead and try to enter a debit card on here, you will get declined right away. So don't even try. You need to have a real credit card by any of the major accepted credit card companies like American Express, Discover, MasterCard, or Visa. Those all work. And remember, if you are setting up this account through a different legal entity like an LLC or an S Corp or a C Corp, then you can try to get a credit card under that business. Or if you already have a credit card under that business, then make sure you put that credit card in here. If you don't have a credit card under your business, then you can still use your own personal credit card. It's totally fine. And also, if you are selling as a sole proprietorship, you can still use your own personal credit card. It just has to be a credit card. So go ahead and enter that information right here. Also, after you input your credit card information, you have to put the address below that. So if you have the same address, go ahead and click on that. It will already be there. If you don't have this address already, you can add a new address, whatever address is on that credit card as the billing address. Now, after that, we can go down to the deposit method. So when you are getting paid by Amazon for whatever sales you have created. So basically, this is like your paycheck. If you have an employer, this is where they direct deposit the money into your account. So make sure you put your correct bank account information. Now, once again, if you're selling as an LLC, an S Corp or a C Corp, then you're going to go ahead and enter the bank account information for that corporation or that LLC. Now, if you don't have a business bank account yet set up for your legal entity, then I highly recommend that you do set up a business bank account with that legal entity, because you don't want to have a personal bank account while you're setting up your account with an LLC. It wouldn't make much sense and Amazon might decline it. So make sure you are putting in your business bank account information if you have an LLC or a different legal entity. And if you are selling as yourself as a sole proprietor, then it is okay for you to put your personal bank account in here. So you're going to go ahead and put the account holder's name, and that is going to be the name on the bank document. So if it is a legal entity, that would be your business name most likely. Now, after you enter in your name, then you're going to go ahead and put in your routing number and then your account number, and then you're going to retype your account number again. Make sure you double triple check these numbers because you don't want to mess this up. Now, after that's all entered in, then you can go ahead and hit next. Now we are on to the tax information, so go ahead and hit start when you are ready to do your tax information. So this is where you're going to enter in if you are selling as an individual or a business. So if you are selling as a sole proprietorship, meaning you are selling as yourself, your own name, that is where you will hit individual. Now, if you are selling as a business and you have an LLC, an S corp or a C corp, then you would hit business. Now, after that, it's going to ask you if you are a US person. So if you are, go ahead and put yes. And if not, then go ahead and put no. And after that, it will come down to the federal tax classification. And this is where you will enter in what kind of entity that you are filing your taxes as. So if you are a C corp, that would be C corporation or S corporation or limited liability company, which would be an LLC or a trust or a state or other. So I'm assuming most of you would either be a limited liability company or a C corp or an S corp. That would be most of you unless you have a partnership. So now it wants to know your name. So basically whatever you file your taxes as, that is what you're going to put here for your name. So if I'm using my S corporation, so for example, let's say my S corporation is called Riley Turner Corporation, then I would put that down as Riley Turner Corporation. Maybe I create my name as Super Sellers Corporation, then that would be down here as Super Sellers Corporation. So whenever you file your taxes for your legal entity, that would be the legal entity name, basically. Figure out what exactly your name is because you don't want to mess that up. If you mess up one letter, then you will definitely get your account denied. Now, business or trade name, you can leave that blank unless you want to ask your accountant what your business or trade name is, but I would just go ahead and leave it blank. And then you can go ahead and enter the address information. So whatever address that your business or your legal entity is listed under, that is the address that you're going to input here. Now, after you enter in your address information, you're going to enter in your EIN number. Whenever you create a different legal entity or create a company, you are going to be given an EIN number. This is going to be basically like a social security number for your business. So this is a number that you should not share with anyone. It's very private, just like your social security number is very private. And this is where you are going to enter that EIN number. So go ahead and enter that information here. And if you really can't figure it out or find it, you can talk to your accountant or tax preparer, and they should definitely be able to help you find that out. So that's pretty much it if you're going to be entering in your tax information as a corporation or an LLC. Now, if you are selling as an individual, let me go through this really quickly for all of you who are selling as individuals, because I'm sure a lot of you are. If you're a US person, go ahead and hit yes. After that, you're going to go ahead and put your name again, and this is going to be your own personal name since you're selling as yourself, which is called a sole proprietorship. So in my case, I would be putting Riley Turner down because I'm selling as myself. And then after that, you would leave the business or trade name blank and then fill out your address information. This is going to be where you're operating your business out of. So most likely, if you are selling as a sole proprietor as yourself, you're probably going to be putting your home address down in here. And then after that, you put in your SSN or ITIN, or you can get an EIN number. That's totally up to you. So if you have a social security number, go ahead and put that in here. Or you can get an ITIN number or an EIN number on the IRS's website. It's pretty easy to do also. So if you want to use something other than your social, then go ahead and apply for an ITIN or an EIN on the IRS's website. And that's irs.gov. So then go ahead and enter that number in here. It's pretty much the same thing as before. So that's it. Let's move on to the next step. Click this box and hit I consent. And then after that, you're going to be doing your signature, which is basically you just typing out your full name, and then make sure the date is correct down here when you enter in the date. And then hit save and preview. So after that, it's going to show you your W-9 form, which is basically a tax form that they are going to be using to hold all of your tax information. So go ahead and look through it all, make sure it's correct. Now, after all that is correct, then you can go ahead and submit this form. So then it should say validated once you entered in all that information correctly. And then it will tell you that it will be sending your tax information at the end of the year, which would be how much money you basically made. It will be sending that electronically. And if you want to change that, then you can change it right here. Now, if not, if everything looks good and you are good to go, you can also print this to make sure you have your W-9 for your records, and then hit exit interview. Now, if you've made it this far, we are almost done. This is where you have to enter in a little bit of your product information. Now, if you don't want to do this right now, you can skip it for now, which actually is a pretty good idea because most of these questions you probably won't know or probably don't have the answers for yet. So if not, we can go ahead and enter them now. It says, do you have universal product codes, UPC codes for all of your products? Most likely that's no for now because you probably don't have UPC codes for any of the products you're selling if you are an FBA seller. If you're an established brand that already sells maybe at Walmart or sells at the grocery store, that means you would probably already have UPC codes on all of your products. So most of you probably won't. So I would just put no right there. And then we'll say, do you own a brand or are you an agent or representative or manufacturer of a brand of any of the products that you want to sell on Amazon? That would be simply no if you do not have a brand. If you already have an established brand, which some sellers do, if you already sold on your own website and now you're trying to bring your product onto Amazon as well, then you can go ahead and put yes if you already have a brand. If you don't have a brand, then go ahead and put no. And if you do have a brand, hit yes and it will ask you a different question. It says, does your brand have an actively registered trademark? If you do have a trademark, then you can go ahead and put yes. If not, put no. But for both these questions, I'm gonna go ahead and say no on the first one so we don't even need to enter the second one because most of you won't have a brand yet created. Now after that, it says, would you also like to target business buyers by enabling business seller features? Put yes, it doesn't hurt you at all, it only gives you more benefits. And after that says, how many different products do you plan to list? I would just put 1 to 10 because most of you probably won't have more than 10 products. And even if you do, this really doesn't matter at all. So after that, go ahead and put next. Now after that, it wants you to tell them about your product categories. Now if you already have that established brand, like I talked about a few seconds ago, then you can go ahead and fill in whatever type of product that brand is. So if you have some sort of sports brand already and you're trying to bring it onto Amazon, then go ahead and enter that in and click sports. But if not, most of you probably don't have this yet, so you can go ahead and hit skip for now. Now we are on to one of the more difficult parts that a lot of people get stuck on, and that is the identity verification. So go ahead and enter in the country that your business is located. Remember, you cannot go back after you do this, so go ahead and hit United States if it's in the US. If your business is in Canada, then do that, and then hit next. So this is where most people start to mess up, like I said. So what I would recommend if you are from a country that's not the United States or not a marketplace that you're selling in. So if you're in Canada and you're selling in Canada, then you can use your driver's license. If you are a US seller and you're selling in the US, then you can use your driver's license. But for example, let's say that you are from a country that doesn't have an Amazon marketplace. So let's say this is a random guess. Let's say you are from Egypt and you want to sell in the US. Then you should not put a driver's license in Egypt. You should probably use a passport. And if you don't have a passport, try to get a passport. So passport is recommended if you're not from the country that you're selling in. And if you are from that country that you're selling in, then a driver's license works great. Go ahead and put your driver's license number or your passport number, and then the expiration date on your passport or driver's license, then your country of issue. So that's whoever gave you your passport. Then you're gonna put your first name, your middle name, your last name, your date of birth. And then you're gonna go ahead and enter in that business address. Again, if it's not already popping up, you can go ahead and add a new address and go ahead and enter it in. And then we're gonna go ahead and click submit. Okay, now we are on the very last part. This is gonna be the identity verification once again. And you're gonna go ahead and make sure all your information is correct at the very top. So this is where you have to upload a picture of the front side and the back side of your ID or passport. Now this is where a lot of new sellers mess up. So what you can do is when you click on this, it will give you a whole list of all the requirements that you need to follow in order to get it approved. So let's go through this list really quickly because a lot of people mess up this list. So first, details on the document should match given details. That means all the details on this document that you're giving, which is your ID or your passport, should match all the other information that you've already inputted. So all the top information up here should be matching your ID or passport. And if it doesn't match, then you will have some problems. After that, it says scan the original document in color or take picture using your mobile device. Do not submit a screenshot. So do not submit a screenshot. So many people screenshot it on their phone or their computer and then they send it in and then Amazon declines it and they will not ever accept a screenshot. So do not do that. The document image must be high quality, colored, and unobstructed. The image must show a full document page or in case of national ID, both sides of the card. So make sure there are no obstructions. Make sure it's extremely clear and easy to read and it's not blurry or anything like that. And then next we have your document must be in one of the following languages. Chinese, English, French, German, Italian, Japanese, Portuguese, or Spanish. If it is not one of these languages, provide a notarized translation of your document into one of these supported languages. So a lot of people also have this issue where maybe they're from a country that doesn't speak one of these languages, and then they try to send in their ID or their passport in another language, and Amazon simply cannot read all the languages in the world. They can only read these languages listed here. So if you don't have your ID or your passport in one of these languages, then you need to get a notarized translation of your ID or passport. And then document should be less than 10 megabytes in size. And then the very last part, which is also extremely important, is the accepted formats are PNG, TIFF, TIFF, JPG, JPEG, and PDF. If it's not in one of those formats, they will simply decline it. Make sure it's in one of those formats. And if you don't know how to do that, simply go on YouTube or Google and then type in, how do I change my document into a PDF or a JPEG or a JPG? And there'll be tons of videos and information on how to do that. So after that, hit continue and it will pull up your desktop. And that's where you can pick the file or image that you're trying to upload. Make sure you upload the correct image because we don't want to go through all this stress to upload the wrong images. So that is what you're going to do for the identity document for your passport or your ID. Next, you have your business address. And then below that, we have an additional document. This is also where a lot of people mess up. So you need to give an additional document, either a bank account statement or a credit card statement. And this needs to be in your name or in the company's name that you registered your account with. So for example, if you are a sole proprietorship and you created your seller account, like we just did, in your own name as a sole proprietorship, then you can put your personal bank account statement, or you can do your personal credit card statement. And also, it would definitely be beneficial to use the same bank account that you used earlier when you created your account. Also for the credit card, I recommend that you use the same credit card that you used earlier when you created your account. Then when you go to upload this, it's gonna give you the same points that you need to not mess up. And there's only a few different ones. So let me go ahead and read the different ones really quickly. It says the name of the company or point of contact mentioned on the statement should either match the business name or the point of contact name provided during registration. So just like I said earlier, you should be using the same bank account or credit card account that we used earlier when we created the account, and everything should match up. So if we started by saying that we're selling as a sole proprietorship in your own name, and then later on you're giving a bank account in your husband's name or your wife's name, that's gonna mess you up. Or another example is if you created your account earlier on with an LLC, and now you're giving a personal bank account that doesn't have an LLC name registered on the bank account, that will get denied. So if you signed up earlier with an LLC, make sure you're using the registered business bank account that you created for that LLC. So everything should be matching up and nothing should be different. Also, you can hide the account number in monetary amounts. So you can hide how much money you have in your bank account or the account numbers. That way no one can steal that information or know that information. But the rest of the document must be visible. And also the only other different thing here is that the document needs to be easily readable and have been issued in the last 180 days. Now, other than that, all the other same rules apply. Make sure it's in these languages, make sure it's visible, make sure it's in one of these formats, and then you will have no issues if you do all of this correctly. So then go ahead and hit continue and then upload those documents. Now, after everything's submitted and everything's ready to go, double, triple check everything, because a lot of people have issues with this and it's so easy to mess up one letter or one number and it will throw off your entire identity verification. So make sure everything's right and then you can go ahead and hit submit. And that is going to be the final part of this. Now, additionally, sometimes they might come back and request more information. That usually means that you messed something up, or maybe you had something that didn't comply with all these rules that I just talked about, or maybe you have a strange circumstance with your life where you are a citizen of one country, but you're trying to sell in another country, and something's mixed matched there and it's kind of confusing. So you might have to give Amazon some additional information for that if you have a strange or unique circumstance. And I hope you stay till the very end, because whoever didn't stay till the end might have some serious issues.